Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked wide parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 3,000 people, with hundreds more believed trapped under the rubble. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Rescuers in cities and towns across Syria and Turkey have been scrambling since early morning to dig people out of the rubble after one of the most powerful earthquakes this region has seen in the past century. The first earthquake hit around 4 a.m. local time in the Gaziantep province of Turkey. Hours later, another only slightly less powerful earthquake hit a little less than 100 kilometers north of the original quake. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone and offered support to Turkey's foreign minister on Monday about the huge earthquake that killed more than 3,000 people across a swath of Turkey and northwest Syria.
The Department of State is in close contact with our Turkish allies and our humanitarian partners, and our initial assistance response is already underway. We are determined to provide any and all assistance to help those affected by these earthquakes.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters the United States is looking at additional funding resources that are available to respond to the earthquake on both sides of the border. Switzerland is close to breaking with centuries of tradition as a neutral state, as a pro-Ukraine shift in the public and political mood puts pressure on the government to end a ban on exports of Swiss weapons to war zones. Buyers of Swiss arms are legally prevented from re-exporting them, a restriction that some representing the country's large weapons industry say is now hurting trade. This is VOA News. Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Officials said Monday that intense fighting that has raged for weeks continued around the city of Bakhmut and nearby towns. They're located in the Donetsk region, which, with neighboring Luhansk, makes up the Donbas industrial area that borders Russia. Israeli forces killed five Hamas militants on Monday during a raid on a refugee camp near the occupied West Bank city of Jericho, the Palestinian armed group and Israeli sources said. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the Israeli incursion. Hamas's armed wing, the Qassam Brigades, said it would avenge the death of its members killed in the Akbat Jabber refugee camp raid. Israel said the operation aimed at capturing gunmen who last month attempted a shooting attack on Israelis. The military said two suspected Palestinian gunmen entered a crowded restaurant in a Jewish settlement in the West Bank and attempted to open fire, but fled after a weapon malfunctioned. Over the past week, Israel said security forces had conducted a number of operations to try and find and arrest the suspects.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. New York City is ending its COVID vaccination mandate for municipal workers like police officers, firefighters, and teachers. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The vaccine mandate instituted for New York City workers, which led to the firing of hundreds who declined to get the shots and the subsequent lawsuits by some of them, will end on Friday, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The Democrat says this is the right moment for this decision, with more than 96% of city employees and more than 80% of city residents having received their initial COVID vaccine. Julie Walker, New York.
Congo's government on Monday blamed M23 rebels for an attack on a helicopter that killed a United Nations peacekeeper, as hundreds in the eastern city of Goma demonstrated over spiraling insecurity in the region. A helicopter operated by the peacekeeping force came under fire on Sunday after taking off. A South African peacekeeper was killed and another one wounded. The Kinshasa government blamed the M23 in a statement on Monday. The group, which launched a major offensive last year, denied the accusation. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in Mali on Monday said it remained committed to its mandate despite the expulsion of the head of its human rights division over the weekend. Mali's military government on Sunday declared him persona non grata and declared him to leave the country. I'm Joe.